Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's midnight. Al Cintron on the Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got Fleas behind the glass and Paulie and everybody else. What's good, peoples? So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Mets and how they're in on everybody and their grandmother? You want to talk about the Yankees offering Cody Bellinger 7 different deals? Do you want to talk about Met fans being a bunch of dumbasses towards the owners? Talk about Karl-Anthony Towns being soft? Or do you want to talk about the Giants and the head coaching search? Which got a lot more interesting as the day went on. John Harbaugh was fired! Fired! By the Baltimore Ravens. 18 seasons. Fired. A record of 180, 113, 13-11 in the playoffs. Fired. And one Super Bowl win a long time ago. Now, I'm not the biggest John Harbaugh fan. I'm happy to steal this one because Mike Tomlin, being the Giants coach, would have scared me more as a Commanders fan in the division than John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh, this is the same coach that's blown how many double-digit fourth-quarter leads? How many double-digit leads, period, as head coach? How many brain farts as head coach? The last one, which was the nail in the coffin, Steelers-Ravens, one timeout, time on the clock, the best pound-for-pound bruising running back in football and the most athletic quarterback in football in the backfield with a rookie kicker waiting in the wings. You take a knee. You take a knee. Imagine, Giant fans, if he was the coach of your team. Imagine if that happened. Costing you a playoff spot. Now, I know he didn't kick the field goal, but he didn't do Mr. Loop any favors. Who, by the way, is getting destroyed on social media, of course, by the fans. The fake tough guys, the keyboard warriors. Imagine if it was Giants, I'll use my team, Commanders. Winner wins a division, goes to the playoffs. 44-yard line, or whatever it was. You have a 44-yard kick. But you still have time on the clock. And you have Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, and instead, you take a knee. You take a knee. And then he misses the field goal. He would have been fired on the spot. Giant fans would have lost their minds. Well, get ready, because if he becomes the Giants coach, and I know the Giants have had a lot of coaches the last couple years, I think it's 6-9, 6-10, whatever it is. They wish the record was 6-10. Get ready for those brain farts with John Harbaugh. because they happen often and a lot. And he's going to inherit a team that's nowhere near the talent he had in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson as quarterback. With all the stars and Pro Bowlers he's had in Baltimore. Top three every year. Super Bowl favorites, Super Bowl favorites, Super Bowl favorites. To come out with squadoosh, donut, not even a Super Bowl appearance with Lamar Jackson. And then you have the idiots out there, and you know who you are, who blame Lamar for everything. It's his fault. Was it his fault they lost to the Steelers Sunday night? Was it his fault Mark Andrews dropped the ball at the goal line in the playoffs last year? Was it his fault Zay Flowers had a brain fart and stuck the ball out and he fumbles? Lamar's had his issues in the playoffs, but he hasn't been the reason they've lost lately in the playoffs. Oh, and then there's John Harbaugh's record with and without Lamar Jackson. It's night and day. You could even say that Lamar Jackson saved John Harbaugh's job. He's the reason he's still there for 18 seasons. After winning a Super Bowl, what? 2, carry to 1, well over a decade ago. He skated by in Baltimore. And if you listen to the Baltimore fans, they are happy he's gone. Happy he's gone. And if you listen to the way John Harbaugh has been talked about, you would have thought that Joe Gibbs, the second coming of Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh, those legendary coaches were available to coach the New York Giants. I understand Giant fans are desperate for a coach. I get it. I've had my own issues with coaching on my teams. But let's not act like John Harbaugh is this legendary, all-time great head coach, because he's not. He's not. If he was, his team with Lamar Jackson would have at least appeared in a Super Bowl. Forget winning one. Appeared in a Super Bowl. That didn't happen. Not even close. 3-5 since the Super Bowl in the playoffs. One AFC title game, 2023. Again, many double-digit blown leads, especially in the fourth quarter. His teams shooting themselves in the foot over and over and over again. Derrick Henry. Why don't you ask him how he feels late in games? Sitting his ass on the bench. And had the third string running back in there when the game's on the line. So what do you have Derrick Henry here for if he's going to be on the bench in the crucial times? Derrick Henry in his sleep, if he hands him the ball, can get 5 yards. In his sleep! And against the Pittsburgh Steelers with the game on the line, John Harbaugh took it for granted that it was going to be a gimme. And a rookie, yes, a rookie, who was 30 for 33 this season. I know he was awesome. But you put that on him, all that pressure on him. Instead of making it easier. I know he's a professional kicker. He should have made the kick. He's still a rookie. You had one timeout. You have Derrick Henry in the backfield. You have Lamar Jackson. Two of the best in the game. And instead, you take a knee? Well, you could say, well, you know, I was nervous about Derrick Henry fumbling the boys, had his issues. Okay, fine. Lamar Jackson himself can pick up yardage.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
John Harbaugh is not this all-world coach. He's not. We make it sound like he's this multiple-time Super Bowl winning, Super Bowl appearing coach. Forget multiple Super Bowl wins. He's not that dude. Mike Tomlin, I understand the same thing with him when it comes to one Super Bowl, hasn't won a playoff game in so long. But he's done more with less than when John Harbaugh has had. Loaded rosters, two-time MVP, rushing champions, Pro Bowlers all over the place, offense, defense, one of the greatest kickers, pervert, one of the greatest kickers as well. And yet, since winning a Super Bowl, made one AFC championship game. One. And then there's the other candidates that are out there. How do you think Kevin Stefanski felt before and after? Before he boarded that plane, and then after he got off the plane. Before he boarded it, he was the hot name for the Giants. The hot name. The quote-unquote quarterback guru. Which I'm not buying. Two-time coach of the year in the with Cleveland. One playoff win when he wasn't even there because of COVID. 45-56 record. So his confidence was probably through the roof when he was boarding that plane. Yes, New York Giants. Interview lined up. Let's go. And then when he lands, breaking news. The Ravens fired John Harbaugh. Oh, that must have been an awkward dinner. Breaking news, John Harbaugh was fired. Well, Kevin Stefanski, I hope you like Tennessee. Then there's Cliff Kingsbury, who Washington said, see you later. Parted ways after two seasons offensive coordinator. His record as coach, 28-37-1, 0-1 in the playoffs. The Lane Kiffin of the NFL. Can't stay in one place. You can have them, Giant fans. If you want them, take them. Take them. I soured on him this season. Yes, Jaden Daniels was hurt, but I soured on him. His play calling drove me nuts. Third and inches throwing wide receiver screens. What? It'll drive you crazy too, Giant fans. Trust me. I know Daniels was not happy about it, but hey, if you were healthy, maybe still be there. It didn't happen. And then there's the guy who keeps getting disrespected. Mike McCarthy. 174, 112, and 2, 11-11 Super Bowl appearance. Super Bowl win, excuse me. Long time ago as well. He's done it in two places, though, winning programs. Green Bay, and Dallas, where there's no bigger place when it comes to pressure than working for Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. None. The Dallas Cowboys, you would think listening to sports talk radio nationally and ESPN and all the other shows, that the Cowboys won a Super Bowl 30 years in a row, the way they talk about them. And yet they haven't been to one in over 30 years. But Mike McCarthy there was successful. Not in the playoffs. Dak Prescott choked. But double-digit wins 3 seasons in a row. I'd sign up for that in a heartbeat. His offensive mind, developing quarterbacks. They know me and Lugie on the same page when it comes to Mike McCarthy. See, Giants fans want that big splash. They want that huge name. John Harbaugh has been living, coaching-wise, off the back of Lamar Jackson. If Lamar wasn't there, John Harbaugh would have been gone a long time ago. A long time ago. Because a lot of the blemishes under John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson covered up with his play. Two-time MVP. You have idiots that call him a glorified running back. I'll take a glorified running back. I'll take a two-time MVP. Should have been three times. To me, to pair with Jackson Dart, I take Mike McCarthy to pair with Jackson Dart over John Harbaugh. But Mike McCarthy, people think he's this horrible coach, a loser, which he's not. He's not. Is he a sexy name? No, he's not. But let me ask you a question. Would you rather have the non-sexy name and win games? Or pay John Harbaugh a boatload of money and then you realize he's a fraud? I take the guy who's done it multiple places. And Mike McCarthy. Giant fans, I know you don't want the coordinator, the hot coordinator. You want an established head coach. John Harbaugh does fit that bill, established head coach. But he is overrated as a head coach. Overrated. Again, Lamar Jackson. Yes, the guy everybody kills is the reason John Harbaugh was in Baltimore for so long. And yes, in the beginning, you could blame Lamar for the playoff losses. But not lately. Not the last couple years. It's not on him. It's been the stupid penalties, the brain farts, the collapsing, the personnel in at the wrong time. Derrick Henry sitting on the sideline when he should be on the field. That's on the coach. And if that happened here, Giant fans would absolutely lose their minds. You saw what happened in fourth quarters this year with Brian Daboll as the coach. How Giant fans lost their mind. Imagine paying what you're going to pay for John Harbaugh, and then that happens here. This radio station, the phone lines would blow up.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.